I used to pray five times a day and to read the Quran. I bought all kinds of books about the Quran and I was trying just to understand it. And we all went sometimes to the mosque and we fasted Ramadan, and we used to sit and read the Quran together. So this, I was the first who started being serious about this religion, and all my cousins and my sisters and my brother just followed after. And we became quite religious family. I used to pray and even talk personally to God, which is a new tradition in the Islamic religion, is that you can talk to God, why not? Not just pray five times a day. I started talking to God and just expressing my feelings, and I was worried that, especially that I used to think if I'm going to paradise or to hell, and this idea made me feel much, much bitter because I didn't have the assurance that I'm going to heaven, because nothing in the Quran gave me this thing. So there was this uncertainty when it comes to hell or heaven. And I used to have a dream about the Day of Judgment and things didn't go well for me, even though I used to just to try to be a good person, but I felt, no, there is something missing in the picture and I couldn't figure out what is missing. At a certain point, things really went very, very bad. I could see evil spirits. So I was really tormented and I couldn't feel peace. I read more the Quran, it didn't work. Until I met a Christian friend who told me about her story, and her story was a little bit like my story. She used to have a lot of problems. She was not Muslim, but she had, her story looks like my story a little bit. And she gave me the Bible and I started reading the Bible, and she prayed for me. And actually I couldn't understand the Bible, because when I started reading it the first time, I was not really involved. For me, yes, it's the Bible, and I read it just to improve my English. It was not, and there is something else, is that I've never doubted that the Quran was the word of God, and this was one major obstacle until I read the Bible, and I had people just explaining to me certain basic things. And then when I started praying with her, I felt that things became really great. It was a tremendous change. I could feel God, I could feel there is someone listening to me, not like when I was into the Quran, I couldn't feel this presence. So, and then one day I said, okay, this is what I am looking for, especially that the thing that I couldn't understand before is that, or I didn't know, is that Jesus died for everybody's sins. So when I heard that Jesus died for my sins, it was like something fantastic for me. I've never heard about that. Even my own parents wouldn't die for me. So it was a sacrifice which really just made my heart smell. So, and then, of course, I didn't look backward, I didn't look at the Quran, I was just immersed in reading the Bible, and I didn't think about my background, because I found already what I was looking for. I thought that Jesus belongs only to Americans and to Canadians, and then when I heard about that, it was just, I said, oh, this is great. I mean, he just promised that I'm going to go to heaven once I accept him as a savior. I was a little bit confused, but actually it didn't last for a long time, because I found my way, and then I discovered that know the Bible is the truth, and the two are so different. One of them should be true and one should not be the true thing. So here I had just to choose. But then I discovered that the Bible is the true word of God. I didn't have any doubt that the Bible is the true thing. So I started going to the church, and up to the third or fourth time. Once I was at the church and the pastor was talking about Jesus as being humble and gentle, and he carries our burdens. And then I don't know how, after the sermon finished, I went and just I bowed down and I prayed, and then the pastor came and prayed for me, and he prayed that God would direct me and guide me to the right path. And at that time I accepted Jesus, and it was just a very beautiful experience. I can never forget that. The joy I felt when I accepted Jesus was something that I cannot describe, because it is beyond any human imagination. Jesus really changed my life. I used to be lost, and I used to seek help from people and going to these witch doctors who just take money and promise things that would never happen. But now I feel that I am free. If I have a problem, if I have a burden, I just pray and talk to Jesus, and He will give me peace about that. So, and the most important thing is that even if I die today, I know that I'm going to heaven, because for me, going to hell for the eternal life is just an idea that ruined my life, and I don't think that anybody wants to go to hell. Already the idea of uncertainty is not a good one. So now I feel peace, because I know if I die tonight, today, I can go to heaven without any problem, because there is someone who paid the price, and he and I can just live with him forever. And I don't really now give a lot of importance to this world. Yeah, I work, I do my best, and I live this life, but the things that I used to see as very, very important are not really important anymore. So it's kind of having peace again, because if we love this world, we won't have peace, because we won't have enough this joy and this peace and this just a new life, and the assurance that there is, you are not by yourself, there is someone who is helping you, and Jesus is here even in times of trouble. So my view of life just changed. I used to be bothered by my problems, but then even when I have a problem, I don't really worry. I know that there is someone just with me, and he's going to solve this problem. And of course, as I was reading the Bible, I found a lot of good things, and I found that really the words are very deep, and they are real, and they are not empty words. So I had this deep confidence that this is from God, and just to think that God is love is another thing that as a Muslim I didn't know. As a Muslim, for me, God was very severe. He's all the time angry. He's, even if you do whatever you can, He's not going to be satisfied. But God in the Bible is very merciful. Even if you are not, even if you sin, he is ready to forgive you and just to sustain you. And so this is how I view God, and this is how I feel God looks like. Jesus saved me from, not only from spiritual death, but also from witchcraft, which is really very, very harmful. And he gives me peace. His grace is upon me all the time. He watches over me. So And there is only way to the truth is Jesus. And for everybody who has a problem or who has doubts about where we are going another day, it's really important to consider that Jesus is the light and he is the only way, and there is no other way of having an eternal life except Jesus. The thing that I want to share with my Muslim friends is that there is no peace apart from Jesus. We seek God because we seek peace and we want to have eternal life and to go to heaven. But Jesus is the only way. Many people try just to be perfect and to do good things, but really it doesn't work. We should read the Bible, and everybody should read the Bible and then make a choice, not to regret later on that we missed an opportunity. So it's really very, very important that you just read it and then you have a clear conscience about it. So just pretending or saying the Bible is not the true thing or it has been changed, I think this is just a prejudice. We should look and analyze things and examine and then take decisions. Nobody can understand how Jesus changed somebody's life until he experiences the spiritual thing, because really there is a big difference between not being a believer and being a believer in Jesus, because he gives peace, he gives everything we need.